Welcome to Chevis Talks. In this series, we delve into the world of nearshoring in Mexico. In each episode, we will discuss the impact of nearshoring from key perspectives: corporate, legal, labor, social security, tax, transfer pricing, and foreign trade. Get ready to discover how these insights present opportunities that Mexico offers in the realm of nearshoring.
Hello, my name is Ana Sofía Ríos. I'm a partner in the corporate and M&A practice at Chévez Ruiz Amarripa. And here with me today is Ricardo Romero, partner in our international trade and customs practice. Welcome, Ricardo.
Hi, Ana. Good afternoon to everyone.
On behalf of Chévez Ruiz Amarripa, we welcome you again to this Chévez Talk series on nearshoring in Mexico. On this episode, we will talk about nearshoring from an international trade and customs perspective. So, Ricardo, let me ask you, in general terms, what are the key taxes and formalities that should be complied when importing and exporting goods to and from Mexico?
Thank you, Ana. This is a really, really interesting topic. Generally speaking, it is important to mention that only Mexican tax residents are able to import and export into and outside of Mexico, because this is really related to the tax ID of the company. Of course, there are some exceptions where a foreign entity that it is not registered for tax purposes in Mexico could import goods into our country, for example, whenever introducing the goods to the bonded warehouse regime. But that is just an exception. It is important also to mention that an importer's license or registry is required. Import duty, tariffs, value-added tax, and customs processing fee should be paid generally upon the importation of the goods into Mexico. In some cases, and depending on the type of the goods, an excise tax could be triggered. And in almost every country where foreign trade is a key part of the economy, non-tariff regulation and restrictions are applicable depending on the tariff classification of the goods that should be imported. For example, if we're dealing with pharma industry, normally an import permit that should be issued by the Ministry of Health could be required upon the importation of the goods. Those are the key formalities and taxes that we should know.
Okay, well, thank you. In terms of imports, what tariff benefits does Mexico offer?
As you know, Ana, Mexico is one of the countries with more free trade agreements that have been signed on its behalf worldwide. So it has a broad network of this type of commercial agreements, and it helps a lot because a lot of import duty is reduced to exempted or zero. And just a certain type of goods are taxed upon the importation of those goods. So it is really one of the biggest benefits in Mexico.
You know, much has been said about the maquiladoras and the IMEX program. How does this approach benefit companies looking to establish a presence in Mexico? And how does this complement the tariff and tax benefits that you just mentioned?
Well, the maquila industry and the IMEX program has been a key element for the Mexican government in the last 40 years to boost precisely the manufacturing and export of the goods from Mexico to their partners. This is a really, really useful program because it allows foreign residents or companies to soft land and invest in Mexico. And they have created these several modalities of this maquila program. For example, the shelter modality allows new investment to soft land and evolve in a phase stages through first the shelter maquila and then to be able to operate by their own in their own industrial maquila program. And the main benefits of this IMEX program or maquila program, as we know it, it allows to temporarily import raw materials and transform them, and that importation is duty-free. And, of course, could be used to temporarily import the goods without paying the VAT through a VAT credit that it is granted by the tax authorities through a proper certification of the company. And also, since this industry and this IMEX program has been in place for several years, a way of transforming and transferring goods from one Mexican entity to another within Mexican territory, they are allowed to make that through virtual customs operation. This means that it is understood that you virtually export and another Mexican maquila entity virtually imports temporarily these goods in order to continue or be part of a larger supply chain in order to create a finished product. And of course, this brings flexibility to create the manufacturer and business network between companies in Mexico. So it is really an important program that has been helping boosting the concept of nearshoring in Mexico.
And following that line of thought, what recommendations could you share with us today for a successful setup and start of an export manufacturing project in Mexico?
Really great question, Anna. The first issue that a company should take into consideration is a trade and customs plan. And what do I mean with that? Identify the origin of the sourcing and the country of destination. It's a key factor to making this mapping. Also, taking into consideration the type of products and raw materials will help to determine the tariff impact. I think those are key elements in this customs plan. Another issue is to determine the proper tariff classification of the goods. This will help to identify not only the tariff impact, but also the non-tariff regulation and restriction that could be applied to this type of the raw materials that could be imported, or even the goods that are imported on a finished way in order to be distributed in Mexico. It will be really helpful to identify it because it will allow us not to have any blocker on the supply chain. And finally, I think considering the registry and regulatory timelines, if we intend to apply and use the IMEX program and the BAD certification and request those programs and authorization before the Mexican government, we will have to take into consideration the timeline that it takes to obtain them. So I think this is a key factor for any business plan that could be created whenever someone wants to land in Mexico and help and manufacture here.
Thank you. Those are great insights for setting up this type of projects in Mexico. Ricardo, for our closing question, what additional key factors do you recommend to ensure a smooth, swift, and reliable import-export operation?
Well, and I think that the customs and trade arena, as in the tax practice, the trade and customs are heavily scrutinized by tax authorities, and the compliance is very important. And it requires to be well advised and taken care. And of course, the company should have also internal and external advice in this type of issues. For example, regarding non-tariff regulation and restrictions, the compliance it's also very important in these topics. The administratives or continuous requirements that should be met for the IMEX and the BAT certification programs are really important. This is a program that continuously needs to be in compliance with several requirements and dispositions. And the authorities are reviewing intensively this type of authorizations. Another key factor that we have spotted in the compliance arena are the origin certification of the products that are imported to Mexico. Companies must have a good relationship with their suppliers, and whenever they certify as originated a good from any country, for example, from the U.S., it is really important to have the proper documentation and file support of that precisely compliance of the rule of origin of the specific product. because the tax authority is really eager auditing these type of issues. And in more of a corporate governance and internal way of being protected, having manuals and internal audit, regular internal audits, it is also very helpful for the company to be prepared in these compliance issues.
I know, definitely. I think compliance is a main concern for companies having this type of operations. Well, excellent. Thank you for your time, Ricardo. I hope our audience joins us for the next episodes. And, you know, thank you very much, everyone.
Always a pleasure. Thank you.